Hello, beautiful creators. This is Kirisha King. Because of the absolute nature of reality, there is the potential for everything and anything to be experienced at all times. Where there is ignorance, there is the potential for knowledge. Where there is darkness, there is the potential for light. Where there is sadness, there is the potential for joy. Where there is danger, there is the potential for safety, and so on and so forth. To truly understand this is to rest peacefully in your infinite nature beyond suffering. And to understand this within the context of karma, or the cause and effect nature of material reality, is to wield the power of conscious choice or creativity in action, while being simultaneously free from attachment to the outcome of any results that occur. Attachment to outcomes that keep you trapped within the bondage of ego over identification. In week 48 of our sutra studies, we explored how it is ignorance that served as the catalyst for the creation of conscious form, and how it is the existence of all things that reflects the completeness of the whole. It is the existence of all experiences, perspectives, differences, understandings, and realities that reflects the absoluteness of who and what you are, and all of absolute reality is. This is the true nature of things and cannot be denied without creating suffering. Understanding this nature when it is expressed in form and comprehending its qualities and expressions toward balance and imbalance in one extreme or another is what supports you with finding your point of stability beyond the changing nature of form and transcending it altogether. You are the stillness, the silence, the infinite plane upon which all of reality is played out. This truth is reflected in your personal being and life experience, but it is a truth that goes beyond your infinitely boundless an infinitely limited form, to simply just be a reflection of the greater truth of the wholeness of all that you are. So, I have seen many ask, with such a nature, how is it that anyone could become trapped within the confines of Maya to begin with? How is it that anyone could suffer due to ignorance, egoism, attachment, hatred, and clinging to bodily life due to fear of death and destruction, mucking about with billions of others, lifetime after lifetime, who are equally steeped in these five illusions and maintaining an endless cycle of karma as a result of this? How can one be simultaneously infinite and limited in this way? Please be sure to subscribe today to hear the full episode.